to the next hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm telling you, this commercial, which doesn't turn out in the beginning, you don't know it's a commercial, needs to be spread far and wide across the country to your email list, folks, because we must understand that be you a man at home with your family, be you a woman at home with your family by yourself, or a girl at home by themselves, or a boy home by himself, you have to have a way to protect yourself. We have Officer Rick Dalton down in Mesa, Arizona, who was the editor of my Aid and Abet Police newsletter for probably 10 years. His house was broken into while he was upstairs. The basement was broken into by four guys and one girl from a gang, and luckily he was a police officer and had a shotgun, and he came downstairs and arrested all of them. But the four gang members, along with one female, were breaking into his downstairs home that was occupied in the middle of the night. Now, what were they going to do to the family, folks? Praise God, Officer Rick Dalton is like me and some of you out there, and we have a way to protect ourselves and our family. And this totally awesome guns and range video will be the talk of your email list. I'm not kidding you. So here's how you get to it, folks. It's called Bethany. It's called Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, and it's starring Bethany Prince. Okay, Bethany Prince. Beautiful little blonde young lady at Home Alone, okay, but not unarmed, okay. But you go to this phone number at Totally Awesome Guns and Range, and you can call them and ask them to send it to your email, okay, and then send it out far and wide. Your family will get a kick out of it. Everybody that sees it will get a kick out of it, but it'll plant in their head, folks, that this could be them. Yes, I have gone into the house as a police officer of a man sitting on the floor crying his eyes out because he had had to sit there and watch his wife and his children be raped right in front of his eyes by the bad guys that broke into his home. And he said in tears, between his tears and crying, I had no way to protect my family. You know, and I've heard that so many times, folks. I've heard that so many times that it's not just a girl at home alone or a guy alone at home, okay, that has the consequences of not being able to protect themselves. My own sister called me one night, and a guy was breaking into her house, I guess a crazy guy, because she kept yelling at him to go away. And she had me on the phone. She had called the police, and the police weren't there yet. And he was literally tearing the screen door off the door and then working on the door to break the door in of her house. And she's standing there watching this, and she had no way to protect herself. Well, praise God, the police got there in time. But most of the time, folks, I can tell you, the commercials on television are not true. There's that burglary commercial where a guy's outside and the man drives off to work and the guy kicks the front door in and they had a burglar alarm, so the alarm goes off and he runs off. No, folks, it's not like that. The burglary alarm company calls in 3 seconds, okay? Believe me, it's not like that. Usually the burglars and the rapists know they've got at least 10 minutes before the police can arrive. Okay, they've at least got 10 minutes and they know it. Some of them have 25, 30 minutes before the police arrive. But they know when they kick your door in when you're at home that they've got about 10 minutes to do a number on you and rob you or whatever they want to do and get out of the house in 10 minutes if you have a burglar alarm that goes off and calls a station. At least 10 minutes, if not more. So go to this phone number, folks, 801 area code, 801-967-8005. Once again, 801 area code, 967-8005. And when you watch this email video that comes to you, you're going to know that you want to send it to your family and your friends and associates on the web, because it'll shake them up. It really will. And her saving herself is just a great ending to this video, okay? All right, we'll be right back, and we'll be talking about the Liberty City 7 had a FBI provocateur in their group trying to get them to blow up the Sears Towers. We'll be right back, right after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor?
Retired cop Jack McLam up here at our two police and military associations here in the High Rocky Mountains. But I want to get back to this, folks. It's really amazing. For years, we cops know that if somebody comes up to you and wants to sell you illegal weapons, if somebody tries to get you to hire them to kill a neighbor or somebody, if somebody tries to get you to do something unlawful, it's usually FBI, CIA, different agents in the government that are trying to get you to do that. So keep that in mind, folks. If somebody walks up to you and wants to sell you some grenades, it's a CIA agent. It's an FBI provocateur, okay? And here's CIA or FBI provocateurs going to a gang, a little group of gang members, offering them $50,000 to pose as Al-Qaeda terrorists and to start talking about waging a holy war in America. Now, this gang decides to go along with the agents, undercover agents, in a bid to con them out of the money before disappearing, okay? Here's the story. Liberty City 7, return for war on terror show trial. FBI provocateurs tried to get, I can't read that word, dips in the warehouse. Okay, it's more to it than dips. but dips in the warehouse to blow up Sears Tower. This came out October 3rd. The prosecution's argument, the seven men plotted to bring down the U.S. government by poisoning salt shakers and bombing landmark buildings in a trial of the Liberty City 7 gang members, underscores the ludicrous pretense of the war on terror and the callous obedience with which the media unquestionably report this farce with no questions. Let's go over the brief refresher course on details of the alleged plot to blow up the Chicago Sears Towers. Seven semi-retarded, pot-smoking, wannabe gang member Rastafarians in a warehouse are approached by two FBI agents posing as Al-Qaeda terrorists and promised them $50,000 if they started talking about waging a holy war on America. The gang decided to go along with the agents in a bid to con them out of the money before disappearing, at which point the announcement that a plot to overthrow the government has been averted is saturated across the media as another sterling reason why the war on terror is so necessary. You see how they mentally manipulate us, folks? Don't you remember hearing about these guys that were arrested? They had a plan to blow up the Sears Tower, all manufactured by these FBI provocateurs, folks. And that's what they do much today. They do a lot of this today. After the true capability of the retards becomes the butt of a national joke on John Stewart, labeled them seven dips in the warehouse. I can't say the whole word, dips in the warehouse. The feds have to admit that the plot was inspirational rather than operational, and posed no real threat because they had neither Al-Qaeda contacts nor means of carrying out the attacks, as reported today in Rutgers News. So this was so bad, folks, that the FBI finally had to admit that it was a setup, and these guys never intended to blow up the Sears Tower. They had no way. They had no contacts with Al-Qaeda. They had no way of carrying out the attacks. The gang members just wanted the $50,000 and then split. Defense lawyers said the charges were nonsense, scripted by the government and orchestrated by paid FBI informants they called Conan 1 and Conan 2. The report continues. In almost every single major terror bust or sting that we have covered, the individuals providing the rhetoric, the means, and the money are actually foment and carry out the terrorist plot have been government informants and provocateurs. Folks, they have to have terrorism to keep you believing in the war on terror. So they have to go and they have to create terrorists everywhere across this country. And that's what they do. They have FBI agents being paid by your tax dollars that does nothing but go into groups and to individuals and try to get them set up to be a terrorist that's going to blow up something or blow up somebody. Despite the fact that this whole facade was completely contrived and nurtured by government agents, we're going to be forced to endure yet another terror show trial where the lurid details of the deadly plots will be obsessed upon by the media, the controlled media, and doled out as fear-mongering to the public. Are you afraid yet, folks? You will be after hearing this trial. Scare the public. Scare the public. That's their goal. Absent the fact that they could never have come to fruition, the blowing up of the Sears Tower, because it was a setup by the FBI. If there were real terrorists running around planning to cause carnage, as we are constantly told by the authorities are out there, then why are the feds concentrating on trying to prod a bunch of deadbeat ghetto dropouts into doing something violent? Where's the real terrorists that we're told exist out there? If there was a real war on terror taking place and the Bush administration was our best defense against it, half of America would be already been suitcase nuked by now. The reality is, folks, that our government blew up the World Trade Center buildings and the Pentagon themselves, and they keep creating these terrorists everywhere. We know, too, we can prove now that the 7/7 bombings in London was set off by their own government to scare the British people, too, into participating psychologically in this war on terror. The reality is that these terror busts are concocted out of the air, thin air, purely for public consumption and scaremongering, to convince the public that they should accept eviscerations on freedom, destroying your freedom, in other words, in exchange for government protection. And the real terrorists who carried out 9/11 are feverishly plotting another false flag outrage to put the wheels in motion for a military attack on Iran. That's right, folks. The real terrorist in our government is plotting the next false flag bombing of America to cause you and I, the American people, to say, go kill all the terrorists. Go kill all the Iranians out there. They're going to blame it on Iran this time. That's why I ask you, folks, every single night, I prayed again last night, folks, every single night, that God bounds their hands and confounds them, and if they try to blow up America again in another false flag operation, that they are totally shut down before they do it. And God can do this, folks, if enough of us pray, because everything is based on the fact that Bush is going to blow up America again. He gets his martial law. He gets to suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights forever. He gets to suspend the next election and stay in as dictator of America. He gets his national, international, or the universal draft passed through the Congress to draft your girls and boys into his military, mercenary army, and military, his mercenary army to be used by him and his criminal cronies to go around and blow up anybody in the world that stands against the Antichrist world government movement that they're setting up, world government system that they're setting up. So, folks, please, I pray that you will pray with me every night that God just binds their hands and destroys them, as David said in the Bible, with double destruction if they try to go forward and blow up America again. There's been talk that they're going to blow up 100 places in America this time, to scare all Americans to letting them suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and put us under totalitarian rule here in America and get the universal draft passed and let Bush stay in as dictator of America. 100 locations in America they intend to blow up simultaneously. That's what we've heard from our intel people. We also heard four times that they were intending to blow up school buses with our children on it and schools, and blame it on the Iranians, because they know that there's nothing impacts the American people more than for our children to be hurt and killed. And then, of course, the study, we have three studies done that they may very well blow up one of our carriers on the west coast of Iran, sitting there right now with 5,000 of our troops on it and sinking it to the bottom, blowing it up, of course, from inside. But our government will do that and then blame it on the Iranians, say they hit the ship with a rocket, okay? So we've got a lot of things to pray about, folks, but that is one of the most important, I believe. I believe it's one of the most important things to pray about is that Bush is totally unsuccessful. The international criminal elite that controls Bush, he's just a puppet dancing around on a string. He's not our real president. Opium Poppy Bush is daddy, and Cheney are actually the presidents, co-presidents of the United States, and the little puppet, our little girly man, Boy George Bush, is not the president really and truly, only by name only. So, anyway, pray, folks, that they're totally unsuccessful, and that if they try to blow up Iran and Syria, that they are just destroyed with double destruction. They're not going to succeed at all in giving those orders. And whoever gives those orders are destroyed before they can give the orders, folks. And God may grant us that victory. And we'll go on awakening people using the First Amendment Take care.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Lamb program. We have some callers calling in right now, and I just wanted to go over something else with you real quick here, folks, that we have to call this week our congressmen, our senators about this UN law, the Sea Treaty, okay? They're going to try to ratify it this week coming up, and we're praising the Lord for Senator David Vitter there, and Jim DeMint of South Carolina. They are giving them a heck of a time there in the Senate. Ratification wasn't supposed to be this difficult of the Law of the Sea Treaty, in other words, turning over 70% of the earth to the United Nations, okay, to tax us on and give us trouble on. Praise God, Vitter and Jim DeMint are standing up and talking about that it's a recipe for disaster for Americans and urging more hearings on the treaty's flaws before they vote on it, okay? What they have found is absolutely frightening. Vitter, in another display of skillful questioning, was able to demonstrate on Thursday that the Secretary General of the United Nations plays a critical role under the treaty in resolving disputes among nations. Folks, why should we turn all of the seas and the oceans over to the UN? Why? Well, so we can have total control of the people, okay, is what it is. It's total control, totalitarian control of the people of the world. That's what it's all about. But anyway, the fingerprints of the UN are all over this treaty, of course, because we're placing it under the UN. That's why it's officially called the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. But because the UN has such a bad reputation, supporters of the treaty have been trying to obscure the UN's role in the treaty, even though it's called United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty. For example, State Department legal advisor John Bellinger III has been claiming that it's a myth to suggest that the treaty sets up another UN institution or many institutions or is part of the global UN bureaucracy. He's lying through his teeth. But this is the same John Bellinger who told the Senate committee on September 27th that the treaty has nothing to do with regulating pollution on land-based resources. Senator Vitter exploded that lie by citing actual provisions from the treaty itself authorizing regulation of land-based sources of pollution in accordance with international agreements. These give international lawyers an opportunity to sue the U.S. and implement the unratified global warming treaty, which is a lie out of the pits of hell. Senator Vitter's targets the opportunity at Thursday's hearing was Professor Bernard Oxman, a proponent of the treaty. The senator zeroed in on how disputes under the treaty are resolved if we allow it to pass. The treaty permits the two sides to the dispute to pick arbitrators. Here's how the exchange proceeded. Senator Vitter, as I read it, they try to choose the arbitrators, and if they can't, somebody else can. The King of the Law of the Sea Treaty chooses three of the five arbitrators. Isn't that the case? Well, the Professor Oxman says, absolutely, Senator. We would opt for arbitration under Annex Number 8 with respect to the subjects covered there. There, the appointing authority, if agreement couldn't be reached, would be the Secretary General of the United Nations, currently from South Korea. Senator Vitter, the bottom line is, if the opposing party to us in the dispute wants to make it so, they can ensure that a majority of arbitrators is chosen by either the head of the UN or the law of the sea entity, correct? Oxman, if agreement cannot be reached, that's right, but they're running a risk. Vitter, I think that this is a recipe for disaster for all of us. Okay, folks, we're going to go to our callers now, and we're going to be running out of time if we don't. But, folks, we've got to call about this Law of the Sea Treaty and get it stopped. We've just got to do it. Call your senators on Monday early on because you never know. They might run it through on a vote. This treaty is very, very dangerous. And, by the way, you're going to be taxed. You're going to have a global tax. It's going to come out of your paychecks, folks. To pay for all of this, okay? So it's going to affect every single one of us. Whether you think it will or not, it will, believe me. It's more totalitarian control funded by you and me and allowed by our traitors in the Senate and the Congress and the White House. Now let's go to George in Pennsylvania. Brother George, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Yes, I was talking about the Law of the Sea Treaty. This is why it is so important. Like I say, we're still working on it in Florida, but it's so important that we have to repeal the 17th Amendment.
Because okay, hold on, brother. Senators, hold on. Hey, George, hold on. I hear the music there. We're going to okay. go to a break, and we'll be right back with George in Pennsylvania, then Alan and Ernie. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to Brother George in Pennsylvania. George, go right ahead, brother.
It's George from Florida.
Oh, I've got Pennsylvania up here. Okay, George. Yeah, okay.
I got to say, this 17th Amendment has to be repealed. It never was ratified. You look at the disaster of the 17th Amendment. These U.S. senators are supposed to be consulting with the state legislatures. Uh-huh. On this treaty. This treaty is a disaster. Just like the UN Charter, like the War Powers Act, is disastrous legislation. You know, the state government before the 17th Amendment, back in the days of Andrew Jackson, it was the U.S. Senate through the states that killed the bank. It was a lot of initiatives that killed a lot of. It was the state government. These senators are ambassadors to the legislatures, but yet they are now the ambassadors of the corporate slave masters, the paymasters.
That's right, brother.
And we have to repeal this. States, people in the state, in 50 states, start going to court, start challenging this amendment. It was never ratified by three-fourths of the state. And this treaty should never be ratified. Like NAFTA never was ratified. It was a 50-50 vote. The majority of the states would never go for NAFTA. It's not law,
right.
It's a treaty. But thank you, Jack.
Good point, George, from Florida. Okay, let's go to Alan now in Washington. Alan, welcome to the program, brother.
Jack?
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Alan. Go right ahead.
Okay, in relation to your article that you just read by Alan Stang, which was incredible, it was a real blessing to hear John Weaver this speak as a true, you know, a true man of God and true preacher instead of a government agent preacher. And
yeah.
He is a really good example of what a preacher should really be like, and preachers out there should take him as an example and do what he's doing.
You're not
and,
kidding.
And I bought his Dominion set of tapes and listened to them on the way back, and every man who calls himself a Christian should listen to those tapes and do
They're
what it
says.
Called
the Dominion tapes?
Yeah, the Dominion set. It's two tapes.
Oh, okay. I've heard a couple preaching messages from him on Dominion, but I didn't know he had a set of tapes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. If every man would listen to that and do what it says, it would change a lot of things for the better.
Amen, brother. Yeah. Very good.
And on Ron Paul this week, his odds have been bettered to 6-1, and they said if he continues in the same way that he's been going, then in 50 to 90 days, he'll be doing so good that he'll win the nomination.
Yes. Well, can't you imagine the neocon Trotskyites that control the Republican Party giving him the nomination?
Yeah. I live to see that day.
Boy, they're going to hate that. Hey, thank
yeah.
you, Alan. Appreciate
right,
it, thanks. Brother. Okay,
bye.
God bless you now. Okay,
bye.
Now let's go to our wonderful warrior brother, Ernie in Virginia. Hey, warrior, welcome to the program there, Ernie.
Thank you, Jack. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. Great. Thanks for going over the Alan Stang article. That was great, and your discussion on the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. And just for your listeners, yes, I encourage everybody to call. I think it's Tuesday. Monday's a holiday. We should call Tuesday and say no to this. But if you go back and look at the Law of the Sea Treaty and the discussion, which really began 25 years ago, and President Reagan said no to this ridiculous treaty that undermines our sovereignty. Also, the senator from North Carolina, I forget his name.
What was his name?
Hines. Was it Hines or?
Let's see. Man,
no, Jesse Helms. What am I thinking?
DeMint, yeah.
Jesse
Jim
Helms,
DeMint.
When he was chairman of the
Jim
Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he
yeah.
said no to the treaty, too.
Good.
This was around 1994. And who brings it back? President Bush, only 2 or 3 weeks ago. He brings it back, and
yeah.
and Phyllis Schlafly, who is the leader of the Eagle Forum, Frank Gaffney, Center for Security Policy, President Morton Blackwell of the Leadership Institute, Paul Weyrich of the First Congress Foundation, all are very opposed, along with the Heritage Foundation.
Man, that's good to hear. Wow.
Oh, it is.
That's really good to hear. I wish these corporate churches, church leaders, these multimillionaire church leaders would get on the bandwagon and oppose it, but who knows? They probably won't, because the IRS will pay them a visit if they mention anything political.
Oh, right, right. And, you know, we were talking, you were talking a little bit about Dobson and ignorance or being dumb or whatever, not acknowledging or recognizing Congressman Ron Paul and his attributes and his stance
yeah.
for Christianity and the Constitution. You might also wonder about the ignorance, or the potential ignorance of Mr. Bellinger. Who is the representative from the State Department here. He is a Harvard Law School graduate, and you know what? He's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
That's right. That's right.
And that was reported by Cliff Kincaid back on October 5.
Uh-huh.
But this Law of the Sea Treaty, not only does it provide, if passed, reduced sovereignty to the U.S.
Uh-huh.
and the International Taxing Authority, but it will give the UN even more control than just the oceans, but control over American industry. You combine that with the Federal Reserve and the breaking of the U.S. dollar, the lack of oversight by both the Department of Treasury and the Federal Reserve System with the subprime mortgages. You look at the mess that we're in internationally, both on the financial side, the war in Iraq and what it's doing to bankrupt our Treasury.
Yeah.
Combine that with the loss of American jobs and the coming recession followed by depression. So we're getting hit on all fronts here. This is not one step here, one step there. This is a deliberate takedown of this country.
That's it, brother. They want to take us down because the more they take us down, brother, the more the people will cling to government as their savior. And that's what they want. They want all these things to fall at once. And all the people will have, they won't go to God, they'll go to government and say, save us, save us.
Right, and one last thought. Save us from the illegal aliens, the MS-13 gangs, the millions that have poured into the country, the high crime rate, 12 to 25 Americans killed daily and injured by these illegal aliens. They have created a greater adverse impact to the American citizens than the people in the Middle East. And yet, we don't see any real effort to build this two-tier fence that was supposed to be built under the passage of that law to build the fence of 800-plus miles. We don't, right now, at best, maybe we've got 100 miles of single-tier fence, but you need a two-tier fence to provide for real security. So it's one game after another, and I do agree with your caller, George from Florida. We need to appeal the 17th Amendment, but before we get there, let's say no to this UN Convention on the Law of the Sea or the Sea Treaty.
Amen, brother.
And we need to call Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Hey, thank you, Brother Ernie. Thank you for bringing us updates on all these things.
Hey, Jack, one last thing. Today in Costa Rica, they're having a national referendum on CAFTA.
On CAFTA.
A high percentage of the Costa Rican residents, I think it was 150,000, protested last week against CAFTA, and this referendum may go down to defeat. At least the Costa Rican citizens see where this one-world government is taking them.
Yeah.
They want to defend their sovereignty. Let's see what the outcome of that referendum will hold.
Isn't that amazing how we... If you go to the foreign press, you hear about all these people rallying around the world in their nations and marching on the capitals and all, but not here in America.
Not here in America. And where's the discussion, Jack, on the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, one of the most important pieces of legislation affecting our future? Where is that in the mainstream media?
Did you see that on Fox this morning? Not talked about, no.
It's not talked about at all,
zero.
Right. We are being badly served by the mainstream press. We have to, again, to depend on Republic Broadcasting, your show, and others, and the alternative media to get the little news that we can get as to what's really going on with our government and the insiders that are pulling the strings here.
Yeah, you got it, Brother Ernie.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you for being a news source for us, brother, and staying on top of things. We appreciate you very much.
Oh, you're most welcome.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, update from Ernie there in Virginia, a real warrior on the field of battle against God's enemies. And we thank him and his wife for that. They're really, truly activists there in Virginia. We thank them. Okay, let's go now to John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, John.
I tell you, when I listen to Ernie, I tend to forget why I called. He has so much information.
I know it. He's always a wealth of knowledge.
He is. I was going to give you a quote, but I don't have it real handy. I'd have to take the time to look it up. But you were talking about what they're doing with our money.
Yeah.
You know that FDR intentionally devalued the dollar.
Yes,
prior.
He did.
He did. He absolutely did. And that's their intention. You were talking about the corporate churches a little earlier, and there was a time when I was a big Jerry Falwell fan. You know, I followed the man, and I thought he was a good preacher.
Right.
But last night, there's some programs that come on television that I do keep track of, and last night I happened to turn on the Liberty program, whatever they call it. I wanted to see what it had become since the, you know, since he had passed away. I'm watching his son, Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yeah.
And he's in front of several thousand people. And Jack, I'm telling you, they were talking about the college and recruiting for the college and their debt. I guess at one time they were $90 million in debt. And now, several years later, thanks to a friend that owns a bank, they were $20 million in debt.
Yeah.
Now, this Jerry Falwell Jr. says that he's out to dinner with this man, and his son is getting ready to graduate high school. He's looking for a good college.
Yeah.
And he's mentioning some colleges that he wants to go to that are secular.
Yeah.
And
right.
as a recruiting tool, Jerry Falwell's wife says, well, we have some of the prettiest women on our campus than any other college in the country. And someone there says,
wow.
Yeah, in fact, there's a magazine that voted the Ladies of Liberty is the prettiest in the nation.
Wow.
Well, it turned out it was Playboy.
Uh-huh.
And he brought this to the attention of the people in that service and said that perhaps they could use it as a recruiting tool.
Yeah.
He said,
even
but then they'd have,
take pictures of them and put them in
well,
Playboy.
Well, see, then he said, well, we'd have a lot of men on our campus. And it was a big laugh for the church.
Yeah.
But, Jack, there was a time, and you know as well as I do, that even to mention something like that in a service would be unheard of.
Unbelievable.
Much less to say that he was going to send you, you know, he said he'd send me the article with no pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is in a church service. So, Jack,
wow.
I agree with you entirely that our churches, for the most part, the large corporate churches have been taken over.
Yes,
they've
they
been
have.
Infiltrated, and that the men leading them are not what we would like to believe that they are. And I believe, Jack, that, you know, if God's looking down from heaven, and I know he is, he's got to be reaching. He's a very patient, loving God, but he also says that he's a jealous God.
That's
he's
right,
got to be. He's got to be reaching the end of his rope or the end of his patience.
Yeah.
He's got to be getting ready to judge America.
I think he's already brought his enemies. We had Reverend John Weaver here last week. This last week, two nights, and he showed us throughout the Bible how God brought his sword upon his own people repeatedly. When his own people would throw him out, John, out of the nation and worship other gods, as we've done in America, and God would bring his own enemies, which he called the sword of the Lord, down upon his own people to kill them, to scatter them and enslave them, as we're having done in America today. So God has already took his hand of protection off America, and we're trying to get our Christians, brothers and sisters, to go back and read 2 Chronicles 7:14, which, John, is the only escape valve for America today, is to get back under God, and then he'll put his hand of protection back on America. But you bring up some very valid points, John.
Well, you had mentioned earlier that your prayer was that, I can't remember exactly how you phrased it, but when I pray, Jack, my prayer is that scales will fall off of eyes and that ears will be opened and that hearts will be to the point where they can have some understanding. I think before the church, before the bride of Christ can do what's necessary in 2 Chronicles, much of the so-called church, the people filling the pews that have a head knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, their hearts and their eyes and their ears need to be opened so the Holy Spirit can really do a work.
Right.
And they can really get what they think they have. It's sad, Jack. I believe that the majority of the churches, the pews are full of people that believe they're saved and are not.
Yeah.
I'm not judging them.
Uh-huh.
But the Bible tells us clearly that by the works you'll know that they're his, by the love they have for one another.
Uh-huh.
And when you see some of the things that are going on, and a Christian can sit in a church and whoever's listening, hey, I'm sorry, but if you think you can have your beer and your alcohol and your porn and on Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday or Wednesday night play church, it can't happen.
Can't
happen.
Can't do it.
All right, thank you, Jack.
That's right. Thank you, John, in Tennessee. God bless you, brother. And thanks for keeping up the prayers, folks, as John's doing for America and God's people, folks. If you don't believe our ministers are misleading you, folks, you have to get these books I want to tell you about. If you don't think your ministers are misled when they went to seminary, which we call cemetery today, because they learned things that killed what they believed when they first went there in cemetery and came out preaching another gospel than the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have to get the book of Steve Wahlberg, folks. Christian Steve Wahlberg, a Jewish Messianic Jew from Hollywood, called End Time Delusions. Get his book, Steve Wahlberg, Wohlberg, End Time Delusions. Order them from us, folks. They're $13, and we'll send those out to you. But that book is amazing. He takes the King James Bible, and he proves that there is no rapture of the saints, no rapture of the saints before the tribulation. And he proves that Israel in 1948 was a phony return. He proves that from the Holy Bible of God.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Coming back fast here because we only have 2 minutes left and we've got some callers on the line. Just want to tell you to get that very important book and get it read and sent around, folks, End Time Delusions by Christian Jew Steve Wahlberg. Go to our website, www.endtimedelusions.com. spelled L-A-M-B, like a lamb, not like a clam, jackmclam.com, okay? And you'll be able to get a hold of us here and get that book out to you. Read it and get it around as far and wide as you can. Let's go to our sister now, Sister Warrior Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, welcome to the program, sister.
Thank you, Jack. One thing that was not brought up on that seed treaty that I'm concerned about, it was the process was broken when Bollinger lied to the Senate. But you also had the Secretary of State, John Negroponte, lying as well. Now, he could argue he was misled. The point being... lying is lying, and the process needs to be investigated why such an act occurred under such a significant piece of legislation that is being scooted underneath the rug. Because we had no problems exposing Gonzalez's lies. Now, why is these Democrats and the Bush cronies, why isn't this being exposed? I thought we had... a press that was concerned not being just the lapdog for the so-called administration.
That's right. That's right. They're liars, and they lied to the Senate, and they should be brought up on charges.
Absolutely.
Right.
And this needs to be, as far as I'm concerned, this is the number one issue, lying before the Senate, and you had the deputy secretary repeating. Now, he could say he was misled. Point is, it needs to be on record.
Yes, that's right, sister.
This needs to be stopped immediately. Oh, by the way, the Capitol phone number for the people to call on the Seed Treaty, no to the Seed Treaty, is 877-851-6437. It's toll-free.
Give that number again, sister.
Sure. 877-851-6437.
Good.
And the toll number is 202-224-3121. I'll repeat. 202-224-3121. And I appreciate the listeners to call Tuesday morning and let them know that they were very discouraged by the hearings and absolutely no to the Seed Treaty. We want our sovereignty protected.
Yeah, thank you for reminding us, too, that Monday's a holiday. It's Columbus Day, and we can't call in on that day. Thank you. God bless you, Leslie. Thank you. Another great warrior there in Virginia, folks. Sure appreciate her being here with us and bringing us up to date on things and giving out those phone numbers for us, too. Okay, let's go to, I don't think we have time for you, Kevin, but Kevin in New York, welcome to the program, brother. We're just about out of time. Oh, he did hang up. Oh, okay. All right, folks. Folks, it's very important we get information out to our Christian brothers and sisters to awaken them. And one of the great books out there that can do that is, and they will read it because it's a Christian Jew, okay, named Steve Wahlberg. And so please write to us, folks, and order that book for $13. I believe that's postage and handling, too. We can send it out to you for $13. And get it read and use your King James Bible, lay it down beside it, and convince yourself that he's telling you the truth because he is. And then get that book out to your friends and relatives as fast as you can to get them awake. And on the field of battle today, as God told us in Psalms 94:16, that we're to stand up for him against the workers of iniquity until he returns, okay? God bless all of you out there. Have a great weekend, and don't forget calling Tuesday morning. God bless all of you out there. Don't forget this old cop truly does love you, America. With